Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you, Chris. Have a great weekend. Enjoy all the festivals. You going out? Are you working around the house doing a little bit of each one? There you go. That's the best way to go on a Friday. Just figure it out as you go along. We got a big hour planned. We're going to talk about a bourbon raffle, which is always fun. Plus, it benefits Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center. We're going to talk with Ian McNulty, who covers food and dining for the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate, which is a lot of fun, as we always do. And we open up with Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Council member, our friend, who is always a lot of fun. How you doing, Council member?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I got to ask you about those troublemakers at your house first, specifically Lex Luthor, the puppies. How
yeah,
are they doing?
The puppies are great. They're actually getting training right now, so we're learning how to walk properly on a leash.
Yeah. How about tearing stuff up?
They still tear stuff up.
Yeah. You know, I don't mean to tell you your business, but if I had to train them of the two things, I'd probably teach them how to not tear stuff up first.
Yeah, I
know.
Easier
said than done, huh?
Right, right. It's hard to prioritize.
You think either one of these have law school in their future or not?
No, okay. Neither.
Not the discipline, huh?
I don't think so. Not the smarts either.
I think it's nice of you. Oh, Lord. I think it's nice of you to take in those rescues and be patient with them. Let's talk about the Wednesday event with the surge in water board and so forth. I don't know what happened in District B, but what were the hardest hits part of the hardest hit parts of the district? What are you hearing? Constituents, surge in water board, just jump in where you feel comfortable.
Well, of course, Broadmoor got hit hard, as it usually does. We heard of flooding on St. Charles Avenue for the first time in a long time. And there were other parts of the district that were hit. I can tell you that a lot of the issues stem from, number one, the amount of rain that we got. So Sewer and Water Board says, and this is correct, that they can only handle so many inches of rain per hour. And I think we received 6 inches in the first hour. The other issue, of course, is our catch basins. And there's been a lot of attention on catch basin and catch basin cleaning. And we know from doing our tours around the neighborhood that there are a lot of clogged catch basins that need attention.
And you got an event plan, don't you, to clean up catch basins?
We do. So in July, we have, through the generous organization of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, they're sending some students down to do some service in District B and in some locations.
They come down every year, don't they, the Lutherans, if I remember correctly, Lutheran young people?
They do.
Yeah.
They do. And they reached out to our office to see what we needed, and I said, let's do some catch basins. And so they're going to actually dispatch about 750 students all across District B who will clean out the front of the catch basins. That means getting debris out, leaves, all of the things that you see, beads, trash, and then hopefully we will get the city to follow them with the vac trucks and get those really cleaned out. So I'm really excited about this event. I'm excited for the kids coming down and also the generosity of the neighborhood associations who are participating and chaperoning these kids. So it's really a great event, and I think will really benefit the district.
I'm going to have Ghassan Korban back on Monday, and we talked about billing last time. We'll talk about culture and more and advertising and all that stuff that I guess it's communications, some money that he spent on that. Your thoughts on that, Leslie, about a communications contract to make people, I guess, feel better about the surge in water board?
So I think people would feel better about the sewer and water board if they had bills that were accurate if we did not have flooding events and if we had the basics covered. So I get the communication is important. I have a communications director, but really actions speak louder than words. And I can tell you that we've had some great progress with getting service cuts, which are those service cuts that you see in the street that connect pipes to houses. We've had great success touring with Steve Nelson of the Sewer and Water Board and Ryan Daigle, and really seeing where the cuts are and getting those addressed. And we're not really publicizing that, right? I mean, it's just being done because we're actually boots on the ground getting things done. So I think really my philosophy and leadership and service is if you get things done, then people will talk about it. You don't necessarily need a communications team to shout from the buildings of what you're doing.
Whether it's good or bad, you know, the word on the street is going to precede anything that anybody can do in the media, and you know that's true. Let's talk about, you know, I see a story here at NOLA.com of business owners saying they've had enough. Yeah. You know, we can talk about bifurcated system with pipes and public works. We can talk about bifurcated with state and the city. And is anything going to really change until we adopt some kind of model? And I don't know what legislatively would have to be done for that to happen. But until it's like one kind of model like Jefferson Parish, where you got public works and drainage all together and they report and respond and are funded by one agency.
Yeah, and that's the model that I would suggest. Whether or not DPW takes it over or Sewer and Water Board, it doesn't matter. But I do think that this bifurcated system absolutely does not work. My team actually had Tulane students take a look at this and do a study probably 2 years ago that we presented to the Sewer and Water Board leadership that said this bifurcated system does not work. And everybody knows it does not. So we need to get drains and catch basins under one entity and have that one entity take full responsibility for what happens.
And beyond that, getting the state out of it and making it a city thing, why is there not the will to do that? It just seems, Leslie, so obvious that that's the answer to this, but yet legislatively there doesn't seem to be the will to do that. Is it more complicated than it seems because of funding streams or I don't know. Explain that to me.
Tommy, I think a lot of times politics comes into play and egos come into play. I'm the sort of person who likes to just get things done. Mm-hmm. And so I think that the city could take on this entity or the state needs to take on the entity, but somebody, again, just needs to take responsibility for it. My preference would be that it lives within the city and that city council fully regulates it.
I don't understand it. It just seems like another thing that drives us all crazy where we know what the answer is, we know what needs to be done, but yet there doesn't seem to be the will to get it done. And one other thing I want to talk to you about, and we're going to talk to an engineer on Monday about this while I pre-bill what we're going to do on Monday, about, you know, the business owners saying they've had enough. Who was I talking to yesterday about a flooding event? I think it might have been Colin Arnold about the Mother's Day flood. I can't keep them straight. Earlier today, I think Clancy Dubose or somebody mentioned, and David Hammer mentioned the Cedric Grant flood that I call it. This is happening more and more often. And is it time to realize that we're in a bowl that the Sewerage and Water Board is not going to be able to ever take care of all of this with the more frequent rain events, and that maybe we need to revisit building codes and the way we handle water?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I think that's absolutely true. I think we need to look at green infrastructure that can capture water. I think we need to plant more trees that can actually suck up the water that's out there. There are all these initiatives that are on the board, but we just need somebody to pull the trigger and execute all of the strategies.
You know, I saw... go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, again, it's like throwing darts at a wall, but we really just need to figure out a strategy and go forward and execute it.
It just seems like I saw a picture not too long ago of a flood. It might have been one of the recent flooding events, and everything was flooded except for a house on piers, and it's like, well, or on, what do you call them? But like, you know, raised house, and that's why they built them that way 100 years ago, and then we got away from that, and it just seems like maybe it's time to revisit that. I don't know. Let's talk about District B's cleanup day.
Yeah, so we're having our fifth District B neighborhood cleanup day on Saturday, May 11th from 9 to 12. We have 17 locations across District B, and I want to thank the neighbors and everybody who goes out to participate in these cleanup days. It's actually really a lot of fun. We pick up trash. You get to see the immediate aftermath of cleaning an area, and you get to have fun and meet neighbors. So it's really a great activity and something that other organizations have done and have sort of spun off. So shout out to Central City Nick, who has a whole cleanup crew that he goes out with kids every weekend to clean up Central City.
How do people get involved with that? Is there one contact, one point person, or what?
Yeah, you can definitely reach out to my office. Matthew is really the organizer of the cleanup days. But if you have a neighborhood association that you're affiliated with, or if you don't know if you have a neighborhood association, give us a call, and we can connect you with the neighborhood association to really take this on.
How about Young Women's Leadership Academy? I know it's something you're involved with.
Yeah, so Young Women's Leadership Academy is in connection with Loyola University. It's modeled off of the Women's Leadership Academy that Tanya Tetlow, the first female president of Loyola, and I started, 4 years ago. So this is aimed at women 18 to 25. It's a two-day event from May 22nd to 23rd. And there is a $3.99 fee, but that covers basically food and the moderator. But there are scholarships available. So if you look on my social media, Instagram, Facebook, it's just Leslie Harris, you can find the application. And the deadline is April 22nd. So if you know of a young woman, 18 to 25, who is interested in leadership of any sort, tell her to apply. It's actually a really fun networking mentorship event.
So one quick thing before we leave, back to the New Orleans sewerage, however you say it, and water board. What can you tell people who live in your district, the people other people in the city, that anything substantial is going to really change between now and the foreseeable future? Because I don't know that there's a lot other than the billing, and maybe they get that straight with the smart meters, but that's just a part of it. I mean, you look at the problems, it's problem upon problem upon problem. I other than the billing, I don't see really what changes, do you?
Well, I think we really have to make sure that they are coordinating with DPW to clean out catch basins, to make sure, and we saw this, that gutter buddies are removed before major storms and events, and we really need to have a coordinated effort to make sure that our drainage systems work. And that's not happening right now.
So, no, you don't see anything happening soon.
So what I would say is this. If you see a catch basin that needs cleaned, please clean the front of it. Do your civic duty. I'm out there. Matt's out there. My team's out there cleaning catch basins. But if you see one that looks very clogged, call 311, report it, make sure that DPW knows about it, and we'll try to get a back truck out to you. You can always reach out to my office if you have drainage problems and that you're seeing new flooding on your street, and we will dispatch both DPW and SWEBNO to go out there and take a look.
Thank you, Council Member. Have a good time. I guess you'll be out at French Quarter Festival at some point?
I'm hoping. We'll see.
Get out and have a good time. Bring the dogs with you. So tear some out.
All right, Tommy.
Tear some out on the street, not at home. Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Council member. We'll talk to Ian McNulty, who covers food, dining, culture for the Times-Picayune. You got any questions about eating or drinking, text them in to 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along when we come back on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.